For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Welcome to the Monday Waffle with what's looking like your final two hosts for the season.
You're with Ashley Gibbon and Liz Robbins. And Liz, all I can say is finals week has had a bit of a bombshell drop.
A lot of drama.
A lot of drama. And we're here to unpack it. We've got the tea. It's
piping hot. And update you all.
Yes. Now, this is almost, I would say, a little bit of a deja vu happening. So there's Jeopardy for a Waffle Club who are on their finals campaign. Minor Premiers East Fremantle, they're awaiting the final results of an audit from their 2022 season. And it's alleged the salary cap has been breached by up to $20,000.
Wow. So many questions. But again, it's all alleged.
Yeah.
Nothing's been confirmed. So we'll wait for the final confirmation. But so the breaches are said to be in three areas. So there's been a double payment of superannuation from player payments, which we think is likely an administrative error. But it's said that the players might have to repay it.
Yeah.
Which I think is a tad unfair because, like, it's not their fault.
Yeah, it's
Isn't generally if your job messes up, pay, like, that's their fault and you keep it?
I don't know. So I don't know if it's different because it's superannuation.
Maybe. But yeah. I feel like they're getting stitched up. I'm like, if it's not their fault and they're having to pay back money,
yeah,
unfortunate. Second. Yeah. Is the area of match day awards. So they were given about $5,000 worth of boots given out as awards instead of being declared as player payments.
Wow.
A lot of boots.
Yeah, that's a lot of boots.
Yeah. And then the last one is there was a sign-on bonus for one player paid at the start of the 2022 season that was not declared in the total amount that was paid to their players.
So that's some pretty big allegations and some pretty big mishaps. Or
yeah, like when does administrative error, where's the line?
Yeah.
Because a breach is still a breach.
A breach is still a breach. And the thing is, it's not one, it's three.
Yeah. And I wouldn't want to be the accountant or the admin.
Yeah.
If you accidentally mischecked a box, if it was an error.
Yeah.
Stress. Big stress.
Yep. So the Sharks face a substantial fine and point penalty. It's similar to what occurred with South Rio earlier this season, meaning any points penalties won't actually apply until next season. So this doesn't interrupt the finals and the rest of this season. So they could start on negative 8 points next season, and it's likely to be more if the Football Commission is serious about maintaining the integrity of the competition, because this is the second time in a year, I guess, now they're dealing with this, which isn't good. And East Frio, they're not in as strong as a position financially as South Fremantle, so a $20,000 fine could be a very big problem for them.
It's very interesting.
Yes.
Why? So many questions. If they found out all this South Frio stuff at the start of the season, I would think that they would have just done an audit for every club then and there.
Yeah.
Not just think, oh, we found one out. That's enough.
Yeah.
Lots of questions. Why did it take so long? And also the whole final series thing. They had started the start of the year off same as South with minus 8 points. It'd be a whole different story.
Yeah, this would be a whole different table almost.
And if they go the whole way, if they go the whole way to get the cup, there's not going to be many happy people out there. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it just makes it very interesting because of they're obviously going for the finals. They want that Premiership Cup and having to deal with this while that's going on is a lot.
It is a lot. Like, how are the boys meant to go to training and act like their name is not smeared all over the media?
And I can only imagine how their match next weekend is
Yeah, it's a lot, and it's a big thing to come out week one of the final series.
Yeah.
And we'll just have to see what unfolds from here.
Yes,
will. It's a continued story.
Yeah.
Until literally next season.
Yeah. So there'll be drama over the off season, that's for sure.
Very big, interesting shake-up for the first week of finals.
Yes, and I think it will just bring into question the economic and financial stabilities of the clubs, because if this fine is enough to break a club or bring a club to financial, I guess, financial troubles and burden, can we have 9 clubs in the league?
Yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah.
But I like, breach is a beach. Go big or go home then.
Yeah.
Give them all your kits. $5,000 worth of boots, $10,000 worth of clothes. If you're going to make the breach, treat them.
You treat them. all right. So I think that's enough of that. I think that's enough of the drama. But we'll be keeping you updated here on the Monday Waffle, and I'm sure we'll have something to say on this next week. But Liz, the first weekend of finals.
It was a big one.
It was, and the weather was so hectic.
Today it would be windy and rainy, and then the sun would come out.
Yeah.
It was, so lots of different conditions. The boys definitely had to adapt all weekend.
Yeah.
But so we had our qualifiers yesterday with Subi playing Peel. So Peel defeated Subiaco 12-12-84 to Subi 10-14-74. So Subi was strong and physical early. Max Walters was superb in the first quarter, kicking the first 2 goals and was really impactful around the contest. And Subi had Peel's measure early. They were up by 28 points at halftime. So, it was looking promising, but then Peel just kicked in. They just, that mindset, that halftime chat from their coach must have been, come on, boys, let's put our heads down and go for it. Because they then 7 unanswered goals at halftime.
Yeah, wow.
So something happened.
It's like the wet weather. They said, come on, we can play in this weather. Off they go.
We've got thunder in our name. We adapt to the weather. So Jack Sears for Peel was a revelation up forward, kicking 4 goals off just 9 touches. So you'd love that stat, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, just 9 touches, but 4 of them were a goal. Like, that's some efficiency right there. Yeah. Travis Collier bombed a big one from 70 metres out. Huge.
Wow. That's
huge. And in the end, Subi did fight back and they took the lead with only a few minutes left, and it looked like that was going to be it. But Peel said, nah, not today. Jack Sears putting Peel in front by a few points, and then Tom Emmett kicked the sealer with, a few minutes left, and Peel won. So it was a great game of footy. So although Subi lost, they will get a second chance next week with the winner of today, which was Claremont. So best on ground we had from Peel, Blair Bell with 25 touches, 1 goal. Jack Sears as mentioned, 4 goals and 9 touches, and Travis Collier. From Subi, we had Zach Clark, who has just been the star ruckman all season round. So 47 hitouts, 12 touches, and 5 inside 50s. Yes. Maxi Walters played a great game, and Josh Robbins as well for his role position. So he was tagging Corey Wagner, who has averaged 20-plus disposals in his waffle season and 15-plus in the AFL season, and only ended up with 8. So
good on him.
Josh did his role, and it's tricky being a tagger because sometimes you got to sacrifice your own game, sacrifice your stats. And when people see, 3 disposals, automatically thought, oh, that's poor effort. But when you play your role and do your job,
it's worth it.
Worth it. Worth it in the end.
It's worth it in the end. Alrighty, and then Sunday at Leaderville Oval, we had Claremont and they defeated East Perth. It was 11 goals, 672 to 9 goals, 6 behinds and 60 points. So there was 3,063 people there on Sunday afternoon, all rugged up they were. I don't think I saw anyone apart from the players without long sleeves on.
It was chilly.
And Claremont, they're holding on to their premiership hopes. They were able to knock out East Perth from the premiership race by 12 points. So the Tigers, they definitely showed composure in key moments late in the game, which proved crucial in helping them secure their win. The Royals, they missed 2 key moments late in the fourth quarter. It was a very close fourth quarter when it started. And the first moment that they missed was when Mitch Croden, he kicked along on a goal. And Liam Tedesco, the team's most experienced finals campaigner, he was needed to shepherd the ball, but instead he took the ball for himself, only for it to be rushed. And people weren't happy at that. There was bit of a selfish move, some people were saying.
Decisions like that.
Yeah. And then Tedesco later, he had another opportunity, but he was running into an open goal only to be caught, resulting in another missed kick, resulting in a behind. So these two moments were enough for the Tigers to hold on and secure a first semi-final clash against Subiaco. So Alex Manuel, he had his 100th game. He put through the opening goal. So that's a great way to start your 100th game.
What a celebration.
Yeah. And love then, that would have been awesome. The first term saw Claremont behind and they instantly stepped up in the second quarter. The Tigers dominated out of the centre and they put through 3 goals in 7 minutes to regain the lead. Halftime hit and both teams were level on the scoreboard. They both had 5 goals to 3 behinds.
It was neck and neck. Such an intense game.
Yeah.
Scoreboard slowly go up and down, but they were constantly hitting the same total.
Yeah, they were. But the second half, it definitely saw Claremont. They came out on top in the midfield. Both teams gave their all in an incredible final term, and it was definitely heartbreak for the Royals. They've had such an incredible season, and people weren't too happy about it because the boom game were crazy.
Yes, lots of booing from the crowd.
The booing from the crowd, yes.
The release of emotion.
Yeah, it is. Best on ground for the game, Oliver Eastland. He had 21 disposals, 40 hitouts, 4 clearances and 4 inside 50s. So his role in the midfield was really essential in helping Tigers get on top. So forward Tom Graham, he had 4 goals and 8 disposals. So he played his first game of the season after battling a hip injury and he kicked 4 goals and put through the first 2 goals for the Royals. So that's a pretty good way to come back.
Huge effort.
Yeah. Jai Bolton, he had 22 disposals, 3 inside 50s and 6 clearances. And Mitch Croden, he had a great game as well with 1 goal, 20 disposals and 6 inside 50s.
Intense weekend, Asha, that's all I can say.
Yes.
Lots of tension on and off the field.
Yeah, the drama is hot on and off the field.
But that is finals week, round one wrapped up.
Yes, and now we've got finals week two coming up.
So on Saturday, we will have East Frio take on Peel Thunder at Fremantle Community Bank Oval at 2:10. So Peel are to play the minor premiers, and Peel did qualify for finals last year but were booted after losing to Claremont in their semi-final clash. And, yeah, the Sharks haven't been minor premiers since 1998. That was the last season they won the flag. So they're in it to win it.
They are, and it'll be, I think, very interesting to see how the crowd reacts with the news, obviously, that's come out. And it'll be interesting to see if it affects the game.
Yep.
And then Sunday on the 10th of September, we've got Claremont and Subiaco at Leaderville Oval. So Claremont, they've had plenty of finals experience. This is their 6th straight finals campaign, and they've played in 2 of the past 3 grand finals.
There's been lots of heartbreak over in Tigerland.
Yes, there has. And Subi are also no stranger to finals. 2021 is their most recent cup, so I think their hearts, they'll be wanting to see themselves in another grand final.
Definitely. There's going to be lots of passion coming out of these games.
Yeah. And the Tigers, the roars will be...
Who will roar the loudest?
Yes.
But it's going to be another great weekend of footy.
Yes, it will.
Down? Why not? Let's hope the weather turns it on for us. Just a little bit warmer would be nice.
Yeah.
A little bit of sun here and there. So, yes, Claremont and Subi will be in elimination as well. So... another do or die.
Yeah.
Make it through another elimination.
Yeah.
That is the question on everyone's mind.
That is the question.
But that is all as well.
Yes. Alrighty. The Monday waffle is finished for the week.
Not finished in total. Don't worry, guys. Don't worry to our loyal listeners out there.
Yeah, we will be back next week.
Don't you worry.
Unpack finals week 2.
Finals week 2 and any more goss.
Yes.
That we hear.
Yep.
And if anyone's got some insider info, chuck us a...
You know where to send it.
Yeah. Rumour mill right here.
Send us a DM on Insta. Or Facebook.
Remember, everything is alleged.
Yeah.
Nothing's set in stone. So don't have us.
The biggest to be continued.
All right. We will see you all next week.
All right. Yes, we will.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.